In this webcast, I will give a brief overview of how the next generation of web technology, known as the Web of Data or the Semantic Web, will improve our e-commerce shopping experience. In particular, I will explain how the Web of Data will allow for more precise search for suppliers for our particular needs, and how manufacturers can support retailers in presenting their products, including all distinct features. My name is Martin Hepp. I'm a professor of e-business at Bundeswehr University Munich in Germany and a professor of computer science at STI Innsbruck at the University of Innsbruck. This presentation is relevant for a very broad audience. Basically, the topic is at the core interest of everybody who is offering any kind of goods or services anywhere in the world. It is as relevant for a small hotel somewhere in the Alps as for a giant mail order company, as relevant for a company cleaning cars as for someone offering nanotechnology services. Why that? Because the technology presented will influence how visible you will be for potential customers on the latest generation of web search engines and in price or product comparison services. It will affect any business that wants to be found on the web. Because of this fundamental impact, it is also very important that vendors of webshop software will get involved, because they can easily upgrade their solutions so that all deployed webshops will support this new feature out of the box. In the following, I will try to avoid unnecessary technical details and focus on what you really must know. This talk is about how the next generation of the World Wide Web can help us locate suppliers and service providers more easily and more precisely. Before we proceed, though, we have to understand the limitations of today's web. Quite clearly, the web has transformed our access to suppliers globally. Instead of searching heavy printed volumes of yellow pages, we can simply search the web for a supplier using a standard web search engine. Most of us will, however, have experienced that the web is not as convenient as we'd hope it to be when searching for a product or service. We often spend hours searching and still don't find what we need. What's most annoying is that our computers hardly help us making sense out of the vast amount of offers on the web. We have to filter and recombine a lot of information. Now, in which sense is the current web deficient for e-commerce? Well, it is mainly because the help we can get from our computers is limited to displaying a page that someone else has encoded and sent over the wire, but nothing more. On this slide, you see a typical webshop system. Enterprise 1 on the left-hand side maintains a database with data describing the products and services being offered. This data is already pretty well structured, often in the form of multiple tables, which are very well suitable for processing by computers. The webshop software then converts this data into small chunks of code that describe how each page should be displayed in a web browser. When you now navigate your web browser to that shop, your computer fetches the code representing this page and displays it on your screen. This is appropriate for you as a human sitting in front of your computer, because all your computer needs to know is how the content should look like. The computer does not need to understand what is being displayed, because that's your job, not his. However, when an enterprise or a single user with a more sophisticated task at hand wants to extract and use the original data, a lot of human effort is necessary to restore the original structures. Think of how annoying it is to cut and paste someone's mail address from your browser to your address book, element by element. This is even more annoying if we consider that the data was initially in a structured format, ready for computer processing. So, this loss of data structure over the web is a great cause of annoying human information processing at the recipient's side. In many e-commerce scenarios, we have to extract and combine data from multiple web pages. For example, if we want to compare multiple product models, or if we want to import the product features and specifications published by a manufacturer in our own webshop. Even though the webshop shown in here does internally maintain its product data in a structured form, the only way for us to extract and reuse the data is to copy and paste the data element by element. For a single item, it may take only 20 or 30 seconds, but over time we waste a significant amount of labor. Also, this unnecessary step can introduce errors and thus hamper the data quality. If you are a manufacturer of brand products, it's in your utmost interest that all businesses selling your products have easy access to the latest feature specifications and product details. Only if they can succeed at the point of sale, you will be successful in the market. Also, when it comes to searching for a supplier, businesses are hampered by the limitations of traditional web technology. Industrial and private sourcing needs are now more specific than ever before. The total number of different products is giant, and our choice between multiple alternatives is often based on very subtle differences in features. Now, try to use a standard web search engine on any of these three sample queries given. When we try, for example, to search for someone selling solar panels to a customer in Frankfurt, Germany, with an output current of at least 12 ampere, we can only approximate our need by combining keywords. But the result is disappointing. It will take us ages to filter out candidate suppliers from the result set, and even then, we don't know whether the shops are actually delivering to Frankfurt. Now, pretty much right from the beginning, the World Wide Web was envisioned to provide more than it does for most of us today. The hope for computers aiding us in managing and processing information in the web is as old as the web itself. Its inventor, Sir Tim Berners-Lee, has clearly articulated this right from the beginning: a web of data in which computers and humans can share and process information smoothly. The good news is that this next generation of the web is now. Within the past years, a global research community has brought to maturity an impressive set of technical contributions that will lift the World Wide Web to new heights. We are not talking about early prototypes in some hidden laboratories here. Major companies have joined the initiative, and commercial products and services are entering mainstream markets. But how does this web of data work? The basic idea is pretty simple. Same as current web pages contain elements that augment the text content by multimedia objects, like images, video, or audio, we can now embed structured data into the web page. This structured data can then be extracted by our computers and is suitable for further processing at the recipient side, without retyping, without copying and pasting textual elements. The simple approach is complemented by mechanisms for encoding meaningful connections between web resources. Meaningful in here means that the links will tell us more than the mere fact that we can click on the link to proceed to a related page. They can be used, for example, to express equivalence, similarity, or any other type of relationship. This, in combination with quite some clever technology, paves the ground for much more powerful computer support when using the World Wide Web. What does this imply for e-commerce on the web? Well, mainly two things. First, manufacturers can put all the details of product specifications on the web. Screen sizes of TV sets, weights of cell phone handsets, capacities of car batteries, and the like. Then, consumers can use this data to search very precisely for product models matching their needs. And retailers, both traditional and web shops, can easily import and reuse such data from the web for advertising and pricing. Second, web shops can publish all the commercial properties of their offers in a way accessible to intelligent browser plugins, recommender systems, and next-generation search engines. For example, price information, shipment options and charges, methods of payment, opening hours, shop locations, and the like. This basically holds for all industry branches and all types of businesses alike, from electronics to engineering, from tourism to entertainment, or to professional services. Now it's your turn. Why should you bother? Because it is now that the first major search engines start collecting and considering respective data if included in your web presence. Yahoo, for example, is now encouraging every operator of a web page worldwide to provide such structured data for their web page. While this will not automatically improve one's ranking in the search results, it allows you to communicate many more details of your offer to potential customers. And your additional data will be considered for numerous value-added services, like comparison agents. Now, if you have a web shop, you will improve your visibility in the latest generation of search engines. The same holds for anybody who is offering anything on the web. If you're a manufacturer, you can help your retailers sell more because they can simply fetch product feature details from your web page and combine that data with their own pricing and shipping details. And if you're developing web shops, ERP software, or any other type of applications, you should help your customers to export and import respective public web data easily. I already stated it quite a few times, but I think it is necessary to stress it again. The Web of Data vision has arrived at mainstream markets. Numerous large and small players around the globe have deployed commercial solutions for various components. So now is the time to get your web shop ready for the next generation of the World Wide Web. Last but not least, what is this good relations? That's pretty simple. Good relations is a universal and free standard vocabulary for e-commerce on the web of data. It provides a machine-readable language for encoding all major aspects of your offers on the web. Good relations has been under development at the University of Innsbruck and Bundeswehr University Munich since 2005. The stable version has been officially released on July 28, 2008. Since then, it has been widely adopted as a standard vocabulary for the web of data. While lightweight and simple to use, it is based on several years of academic research and is compatible with all relevant W3C standards and recommendations. Good Relations is, among others, officially supported by Yahoo SearchMonkey technology for e-commerce data. And of course, there are no strings attached. The Good Relations vocabulary is released under a very liberal Creative Commons license, which grants permanent, royalty-free access for commercial and non-commercial use. Good Relations is the series attempt to bring next-generation web technology from the research lab to the market, and it has already started to succeed. Now, what should you do? If you operate a web shop, you should develop a suitable export function and create data dumps of your range of offers. This is rather simple, and if you need assistance, you can contact us. If you develop web shop software, you should develop import and export interfaces for good relations data. This will allow users of your software to create data dumps off the box and import product model data from public web resources. For any other businesses, for example hotels, rental car companies and the like, those should ask their webmasters to create at least a basic description of their range of products using the Good Relations vocabulary. And for the creative entrepreneurs, now is the time to invent new business models based on Good Relations data. Technical details about good relations and its usage in e-commerce scenarios is freely available on the project webpage. If you have any other questions, please feel free to contact us directly. Thanks for your time, and please check our webpage.